USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities have made 51 arrests for federal crimes related to violent rioting. That's according to Attorney General Bill Barr, blaming the violence and destruction on Antifa and agitators of various different political persuasions. The Attorney General saying peaceful protests are okay, but the violent protests have to stop.
Others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness, violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent.
Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, CDC Director Robert Redfield says he's deeply saddened about the harsh impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. Over 100,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.